Bama gave up 400 yards through the air alone. Now, I think pass, I think rushing, it was like 70 yards. That's pretty much the norm. But he gave up 400 yards through the air. They, Arkansas averaged, Jason, 16 yards per reception.
That's pretty stout. And what does Arkansas, you got any idea what they average passing against everybody else the rest of the year?
I don't know. I'll see if I can find it here after a while. But
hey, and while we're just hitting highlights here, Ronnie, what do you think about those Auburn Tigers?
You know, Jason, I was going to – you kind of took the words out of my mouth there. I was going to tell you, and just as we started the show today, that I was coming in here to offer up an apology to you.
Oh, I hear you. I will accept it.
And to any and all Auburn fans, because I said Auburn had no chance to beat Mississippi State. Now, that may not be exactly the words, or, you know, it was pretty close to that.
No or zero or something.
Yeah, they had no chance to beat Mississippi State. And so let me, right off the get-go, apologize for my ignorance.
Tell it like it is, brother.
Because the Auburn team that I saw Saturday, I have not seen that football team all year long, offensively.
Right.
Defensively, it's been pretty consistent. It's pretty daggum good. But offensively, they have been bad. They've been atrocious. So any Auburn fan out there, I apologize to every single one of you. How about
and
that?
Mississippi State, not the greatest team in the world, it appears, but still, the Auburn team that we thought we were looking at, you know, wins that game probably 13-12 or something.
So. Yeah, sure. Were you... That's the worst effort defensively I think I've ever seen out of a Mississippi State ball club. Yeah, year in and year out, they're not really good offensively, but every single year, they are pretty good defensively, and they were atrocious. Now, I'm not taking away from Auburn. I don't want it to sound like that, but it looked like a good high school team playing against a bad middle school team.
Yeah. And I think Mississippi State got stung right to start with and give it up.
You're right. When they missed that field goal right off the get-go, they just gave up the ghost. I mean, if you want to see something that looked like they quit, and you hate to say that about kids because, you know, they are still kids. But, I mean, Auburn just took them to the woodshed. And the bad part about it is they kept them at the woodshed for 4 hours.
I mean,
State never got out of the woodshed.
In case anybody, we had somebody go by the grill, thought we were at the grill today. Yeah. We are not at the downtown grill today. We are in studio.
That's right.
For whatever reason.
We're here.
We're just doing what we're told to do. So we are at the studio.
That's exactly right. So, again.
We had a rerun last week, so I didn't want to skip a week at the studio and give everyone a chance to call in. So.
I got you. Okay.
And it was too late to change my mind.
There you go. That's fine. Again, congratulations to Auburn. A huge win. And if I'm, just honestly, if I'm a Mississippi State coach, I'm going to look myself in the mirror and say, I have done a pathetic job this past week. And if I'm a Mississippi State player, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm embarrassed by my play.
And if you're a Mississippi State fan, you're not going to ring that cowbell hardly.
No, boy. The cowbells were real quiet on Saturday, weren't they?
Quieting them down.
Exactly.
They didn't knock any pain off.
Exactly. So I say that, I guess, ripping Mississippi State, but I don't want it to overshadow the fact that Auburn played really, really, really well. And probably caused Mississippi State to play like they did, even though there is no excuse for that.
All right. The important thing, how do we do on our picks, Ronnie?
Well, Jason, you know, now on to happier things. High school sports, high school games. Jason, you were 5-1.
5-1.
And I was 6-0.
Oh, I got, beat that.
I got them all right. And we'll quickly run through the scores. And then, Jason, I want to look at the region play. You know, we're a little over... not a little. We're quite a bit over halfway through for the season. Got about 3 games left, and just let folks know where our local teams sit from the standpoint of making the playoffs. So this past week, Cold Springs defeated Winston County, Fairview defeated, well, let me just do it this way. That's better. Cold Springs beat Winston County 57-20. Fairview defeated Curry 42-14. Haleyville over Good Hope 55-21. Holly Pond over Hansville 40-16. And Vimont over Vimont lost to J.B. Pennington 41-0. And Mortimer Jordan beat West Point 42-20. So those are the scores from this past week. Again, Jason was 5-1. He missed the Curry Fairview. He had Curry winning that game. And I was 6-0. I did not miss any of the high school picks. So those are the picks for the week from last week, Jason. And Jason, I'd like to, if we've got just a few minutes, to kind of go through this region play. And
bring it.
And so we can.
You've got 9 minutes for you.
I won't get it through in 9 minutes, but I'll get what we can and we'll pick it up later. First with Cold Springs. Cold Springs, they are sitting at 4-0 in their region, 5-2 overall. They are tied, with a region record with Tanner. Tanner is also 4-0 in the region, 4-3, with their overall record. Then you have Cleveland at 3-1 in the region. West End, which is at Walnut Grove, they're 2-3. Tarrant, 2-3. And then Fauntleville and Winston County. So Cold Springs is sitting basically on top of their region. They are either going to finish first or second within their region, which basically means they're going to host that first-round playoff game. So Cold Springs is sitting great. And we'll come back to this.
All right, our first caller each show, Jeffrey, Florida State Seminole man. Welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Hello, fellas.
What's up, Jeffrey?
Oh, another day.
Florida State got a win.
Yeah, they did. It's
kind of an unexpected win.
It's kind of nice to come on the good side of something to do with field goals.
I watched most of that game. That was a good football game. I think either team could have won it. And I have to give Miami a little more credit than I originally did. I think they're a little better than I thought they were.
Hey, guys, I wanted to check with you real quick. Is your sound good again?
Yes,
I'm
fine.
Sorry, Jack.
Okay, good deal. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeffrey.
That's how you know it's a live radio program, folks.
Let's not get carried away now. They were going up against the 120th. Defense in the nation.
That's true.
Well, you know, that is true now, Jeff. We can't argue that fact, but I wasn't going to say that now.
I will. I'm not ashamed. Well, I am ashamed, but you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought it was
a good thing that I learned from that game that I'm really, really thoroughly impressed with. How tough Francois is.
I agree with you there.
He got beat up pretty good. Well, I think it's him and Kaya both. They're both pretty tough. I think Kaya lost too.
He did. I saw somebody bend over and pick it up out there and hand it to him, or it was him that picked it up. I don't remember.
Jeffrey, were you surprised?
You're pretty tough when you lose a tooth and you keep playing.
That's exactly right.
Hey, were you surprised at the win?
Yeah, actually I was.
I was too.
I figured as bad as the Noles defense was that we were going to get drug up down that field all night long.
Yeah, I thought the train had headed south and didn't think there was going to be a north turn.
I will give the defense credit. They played better than I've seen them play all year.
Hey, Jeffrey, let me ask you this. If, and you know, this is already passed, but if Miami had a beaten Florida State, you think there'd have been started being some rumblings about Jimbo, or is he pretty safe down there?
No, I don't think they'd have wrote him because they'd have put him at 6-1 against Miami since he had head coaching job. I mean, that's been not firing Saban in 2011 for losing to LSU the first time.
Right.
I think he would be safe, but you know, I'm not the guru.
Yeah, I was curious as to how Jimbo is liked at Florida State. I mean, you know, from an administrative standpoint, you know, the supporter boosters and those kind of things.
He's liked by the boosters. He's liked by the fans. I think him and the AD don't get along great, but I think the AD Stan Wilcox, he needs to go anyway. The rumor is him and Jimbo sometimes butts heads. Jimbo got a certain way he wants it done, and he was basically trained by Nick Saban, so he's pretty much in the same boat. He wants it done his way and his way only. And Stan don't like that. And I personally don't like Stan because Florida State ran Bobby Bowden out after everything he had done for the program. He didn't get to specify how he left, but yet the AD is perfectly fine with letting Mike Martin, the baseball coach, and Leonard Hamilton decide how they want to leave.
Exactly right.
He keeps signing into extension, and I'm like, you know, Bobby Bowden did more for football than these two's done for either one of their sports.
Yeah, and
you know, I ain't saying Mike Martin ain't a good coach, but you know, there comes a time when the game passes you by, and you've been to the World Series 16 times and you've won zero of them. I think it's about time to find somebody else.
Right, and you know, and I agree with you that Bobby Bowden has done more for Florida State probably with every other sport combined and anything else combined. You know, Bobby Bowden was, to many people, or is Florida State football, and I think he had passed his prime, and you know, they weren't winning as they had in the past, but good grief, you know, it's hard to sustain the run that he had going on at Florida State, but he deserved a lot better opportunity to exit than what he got. I agree with you.
Well, I think he would have got a lot of better exit, and I think this is what cost him. After Mark Richt left offensive coordinator to go to Georgia as a head coach, they hired his son, Jeff Bowden.
Yeah.
And the boosters had to actually step in and say, if they don't fire him, we're going to quit giving money to the program.
Yeah.
And I think that left a bad taste in their mouth because Bobby was so loyal to his kid.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I get being loyal to your kid. Maybe that's why your kid didn't be working for you in the first place.
But
I think that left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, and then that's why he got ran out the way he did.
Yeah. And then the problem...
And they were afraid that somebody was going to sweep in and grab Jimbo Fisher, because he was supposed to be the head coach in waiting, but they were afraid that somebody come in and sweep him out from under them.
Yeah. And I think it's, and you touched on it there, I don't think it's a good idea at that level that you are working with, you know, your son's working on your staff with you. I just don't see how, in the long run, that's going to work out well. Something's going to go awry at some point in time for everybody's program. It doesn't matter who you are. And if there's family, you know, family ties there in the coaching staff, it's not going to end well.
Exactly. When you're in a division one, now I'm not saying that a father and son can't work together. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying when you're at that kind of level, it's a different world up there.
Yeah, it is.
At that level of football, and he let him go about 3 years further than what he should have, and he didn't want to get rid of him, and come find out he wasn't even going to end up getting rid of him to begin with.
Right.
His booster stepped in and said, "All right, he's got to go."
Right. Hey, Jeffrey, you just mentioned there about the defense and statistically or how they rank, you know, within the nation, it is bad, and it's, you know, it's uncharted waters for Florida State defense, at least the teams that I can remember. Is this cat going to keep his job, or, you know, I know he's big buddies with Jimbo, so that might save him.
He's supposed to be pretty good friends with Jimbo. If he keeps his job, if Jimbo don't get rid of him, I think that's when you're going to start hearing the cries for, well, if he ain't going to pull the trigger on this guy, you know, if he stays, great. If he leaves, you know, we're okay with it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. Hey, and I apologize for Jason for dominating here.
No, but how about it?
If we look through the whole ACC right now, Is Clemson clearly the front runner? I mean, I know we can look at records and all that kind of stuff, but put records aside, are they clearly the front runner to getting back into the playoff picture?
Yeah. The way it's going to work, especially if which I've said from day one, that the Big Ten, not Big Ten, but the Big 12 and the Pac is going to have a 10-loss champion. and I'm going to stick to that. They're going to have a two-loss champion, so I don't believe they get either one of them get one in the playoffs this year. I don't believe, because if you're going to look at,
what about
Louisville runs the table. Let's say Louisville runs the table. They're already at what? Fifth, sixth? By the end of the year, they'll probably be in the top four. And right now, I actually believe Louisville's a better team than Clemson. If you play them on neutral field, I think Louisville beats them every time. But they played at Death Valley, and Death Valley's hard place to play. So as far as ACC, yeah, Clemson is, only because they beat Louisville.
Yeah.
So they're the only shot going in, because anybody from the Coastal Division that wins the conference, I don't see going unless it's Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech's still going to have one loss, so I don't see them going unless they convince them they beat Clemson.
Right. And Jeffrey, you know, I don't keep up with the club I'm fixing to mention because it is so far away from us. But they are, I'm sure they're in the Pac-12, and that's Washington, right? He gone. Maybe he can call us back.
Quick commercial break. No, I'm kidding. Okay, there you go.
Well, he's fast.
We're laughing at you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm going to buy me a satellite phone.
There you go. Home. Hey, Jeffrey, what I was going to mention there is out in the Pac-12, and I don't keep up with them, so you might, I don't. There sits Washington right now that's undefeated, and they trounced Stanford. Was it Stanford this past week, or was it Oregon?
It was Oregon.
It was Stanford last weekend.
Put 70 on Oregon.
Yeah, they put 70 on Oregon. So they're sitting there undefeated right now. I haven't looked at their schedule, but I think is it not feasibly possible with them that they run the table the rest of the way? They're sitting, I think, number 5 ranked right now. So
yeah, they are. But see, I'm not one to go back and renege on something I said earlier.
Yeah, I got you.
3 weeks ago, I said the Pac-12 and the Big 12 was going to have a 2-loss champion.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to come back and try to say, oh no, I told you a few weeks ago Washington was going. Now Washington's a good team,
yeah.
And I'm afraid that they are going to run the table. But I want to stick my guns. I don't want to be a wishy-washy guy.
Yeah, I got you. I understand that, but. I mean, I don't keep up with them either, and they're sitting there undefeated. I've only watched just very little of them, but apparently they're a pretty solid club. Like I say, they've just worn out Oregon and Stanford the last 2 weeks. So, you know, if they run the table and win the pack, you know, I would say they're going to be in, which basically knocks out the idea of, you know, of getting two teams in out of the same conference.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, I didn't want to change. Like I think it was like 3 weeks ago on y'all's show. One of y'all was out. I can't remember which one it was. I think Jason was out. But I said that Pac-12 and the Big 12 was going to lose two games. Their champion was going to have two losses.
Yeah.
And that they wouldn't put a one loss. Well, a perfect example. Say Alabama slip up and don't win the conference. They've got one loss. They're not going to put a two loss Pac-12 over a one loss Alabama. They're not going to put a two loss Pac-12. Or Big 12 over a one-loss Louisville, even if they don't lose their conference.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I think kind of the way that it's playing out, if you're not going to be the – of course, there's a lot of football left. Let's just say that. But if you're not going to be the conference champ, and he gone again.
Give him 2 seconds.
It may be time. Is it time for a break anyway, Jay?
We can do a break. That's fine.
All right.
Hey, if somebody else would like to get in, you know, you can always give us a call. Our number is 256-734-9505.
737, isn't it, Jay?
737-9505.
All right. Sports Talk
tell,
Live.
Tell whoever's at 734 we said hi.
That's right.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5. We'll be right back.
The new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's Best Hot Wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
almost 429. The number again, 256-737-9505. We're going to go back. Ronnie giving us a rundown of the local teams and where they stand at this time.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. It takes me a few minutes to find them sometimes, but I want to go through all of our local teams, let you know where they sit at this present time in the region play, and some of them we can tell whether they're going to make playoffs or whether they're not going to make the playoffs. So, again, just recapping quickly, we started with Cold Springs. Right now, Cold Springs is sitting on top of their region there, and this is just region records, not overall. They are 4-0 in their region. Tanner's right behind them. They are 4-1, and we probably know it's going to come down to Cold Springs and Tanner being 1-2. Now, what that means is 1-2 gets to play at home for the first rounds of the playoffs, and 3 and 4 have to travel. So basically, 4 will go to 1, 3 will go to 2, if that makes any sense to you. This is Class 3A. This is the region that Vinemont, Hansville, and Holly Pond, we got three teams in the same region, and I'll give you a rundown of those. Fultondale leads the region. They are at 4-0. Again, I'm just giving you their region record. They're 4-0, and they will be playing Holly Pond this week. So, you know, if Holly Pond could get a victory there, that would be gigantic. But Fultondale, very, very solid football team. They are on top of region 3A, Class 3A, Region 6. Fultondale 4-0, J.B. Pennington 4-1. They're sitting in the second spot. Locust Fork is 3-1, and then Holly Pond's at 2-2. So they are certainly in the hunt to stay in the playoffs, even though they play with them playing Fultondale this week after Holly Pond. Then you have Susan Moore, who's 1-3. You have Hansville, who is 1-4, and you have Vimont, who is 0-4. So essentially, Hansville, Vimont probably are eliminated from having a chance to make the playoffs. So that would leave Susan Moore, who is at 1-3, and Holly Pond, who is at 2-2, currently battling for that fourth spot, Jason, in the playoffs. And right now, it looks pretty good for Holly Pond. We'll have to see how it plays out from there.
Question about Fultondale, Ronnie.
Yeah.
At one point years ago, Fultondale was a large school and then dropped all the way down to 1A.
Very large.
And now back to 3A.
They are at 3A now. They used
to be. What is the deal with that?
You know, I really don't know. I don't know if they lost a lot of kids from Fultondale to Gardendale because they can't go. There's not really a high school for them to go north. Because other than Mortimer Jordan. Now, Mortimer Jordan is north.
It's a pretty good skip, though.
It's a pretty good skip. Mortimer Jordan's, you know, up there pretty close to Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's the case. I don't know what happened, but you're right. They used to be
big school.
Yeah, they did drop way down, and you said to a 1A, but now they're back up to a 3A. So I don't know exactly what happened, but it's obvious their enrollment decreased tremendously there at one time. So, but right now they're at 3A and they are sitting on top of Region 6. So again, Holly Pond still has a very good opportunity to make the playoffs. So now I will find Class 5A, and I think it's Region. It is Region. Again, it takes me a second to find it. So sorry, Region 6 in Class 5A, and this is where Fairview and West Point fall. Leading the region right now, you have Hayden is 4-0. Mortimer Jordan is also 4-0. West Point is sitting in a good spot. They are 3-2. That's in region play again. Then you have Corner at 2-3. You have Fairview at 1-3. You have Springville at 1-3. And you have Curry at 0-4. So definite Hayden, Mortimer Jordan, they're going to finish 1-2. No question about that. West Point is sitting in third spot, and they are a game up on Corner. So West Point they've got a good opportunity, depending on who they have left, and we can look at a little bit at some of that later. But they have a very good opportunity, at worst, to make the playoffs in that fourth spot, which means they would have to travel. Or better than that, they would finish in the third spot. Well, I'm sorry, they're still going to have to travel, even at the 3. The 1-2 is going to be home. But West Point, barring something happening, they're going to make the playoffs this year.
3 and 4 will travel to another region and play 1-2, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So West Point looks good for playoffs. That is Class 5A. Fairview is sitting at 1-3. They're probably going to have some help, you know, to get into the playoff picture. Then if we look at... If we look at 6A, which is where Coleman sits, and again, it takes me just a second to find them. It may take more than just a second. Okay. Here is Region 7, Class 6A. Oxford is 5-0 in the region. Pell City is 3-1, and their loss came to Coleman. Coleman beat Pell City, I think, 25-24. I believe that was the score. Great football game. Good football team. They're 5-2 overall, but they're 3-1 in the region. Aberville is 2-2 in the region. Southside out of Gadsden is 2-2. Coleman is 2-2. Brewer 1-4. Fort Payne is 0-4. So the two teams you can eliminate from that region is Brewer and Fort Payne, but there's still five teams that any one of those. All of those can make the playoffs. You've got three of them that are tied at 2-2 as far as region play, and that's Aberville, Southside, Gadsden, and Coleman. The overall record now, Aberville's 5-2, Southside of Gadsden's 5-2, and Coleman is 4-3. So Coleman has one more loss overall than those two do. So they still have a shot of making the playoffs. Again, that is Class 6A Region 7. So that's just kind of a rundown of our local teams, Jason, and where they stand. Basically, if we recap all that, Cubman's got a chance to get to the playoffs. Holly Pond's got a chance to get the playoffs. West Point has a chance to get the playoffs. Cold Springs has a chance. Cold Springs is going to be in the playoffs. So there you have just basically a rundown of region standings.
It's looking a lot better than it did the first part of the year. We were wondering the first part of the year if we would even get a team in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of looking better. Again, we've got about – some of the teams have got three games left. Some only will have two games left because, you know, they have that bye week there that that they may have utilized or they may not have. So still got some teams that's, you know, has a chance to get in the playoffs.
Something that's not looking better, Ronnie, is what in the world – we talked about this just a minute ago, but what in the world are we going to do – or not, what are we going to do? We're not going to do anything with it.
That's exactly right.
What is the SEC going to do with Florida LSU?
Boy, is that not a mess?
It can't get a bigger mess than it is.
I don't know. You know, I haven't been – I don't know what the status on that game is where it can be played, if it can be played, or, you know, anything else.
Sheila might can solve it.
She might can because she's with us.
Sheila, do you have any idea what they're going to do with Florida LSU?
I have no clue.
All right. I know why you're calling.
What?
After the game Auburn played Saturday, we haven't heard anything from her, and Auburn turns in a good performance.
Yeah.
No, I called Thursday.
Well, yeah, but you called Thursday to tell us how you thought Auburn was going to come out and look good, and now you're calling back.
And you were exactly right. You must have had your crystal ball out and had it warmed up, Sheila, because...
Listen, my seven picks, you know, just for entertainment.
Yeah,
purposes,
yeah.
I lost that. I got all them right because USC only won by 4 points instead of 4.5.
Oh, goodness.
That half point will kill you.
That's right.
Sheila... Always buy that half point down if you can.
I just couldn't on that one. I just couldn't. I thought
buy that half point down. Now, what does that mean?
If it's 4.5, you can take. You'll pay more what we call juice. Instead of it being like -110, it would be like -120 or 130 or something. It wouldn't pay as much.
Well, Alabama covered, and everybody didn't think they'd cover, but they did.
You're right. I didn't think they would cut. I didn't think they'd cover.
What do you think about Alabama this Saturday? 13.5 Tennessee.
That's the line?
Yeah.
That's the line, 13.5?
That's the line.
I think so, yeah.
Oh. You think Alabama will cover it?
Yeah, Tennessee just does not impress me. I know they, you know, but they just don't. They're just, I don't know. They just haven't impressed me that much, but...
Which half have you been watching, Sheila? The first half or the second half?
But Jason, how many games have they won, like, in the last, what, minute?
About all of them.
Right. But
yeah.
Do you remember
yeah.
the Auburn 2010?
Yeah, but they were better.
I don't know. They look a lot like that.
The only two games Auburn have lost this year, those teams are still undefeated, right?
Right. Yeah.
And
two good losses.
Was, what, a six-point game?
Right. Auburn had a chance to win that one.
They did. They did.
Sheila,
But Cold Springs.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. But when we first came on, you may have heard, you may not. I apologize to Jason.
I heard that.
Okay. And I apologize to every Auburn fan because I said they had no chance to beat Mississippi State. And, boy, did I not look like an idiot there.
I was shocked when they came out with a 35 minute. Was it 35 minutes, did I think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's right. No, I don't think anybody expected that.
No. No, I was already getting... I mean, when I start watching the game, I never... You know, it's just... I'm just nerve shrink.
Well, you know... talking about Alabama just for a second, you know, I'm sitting here looking at it. Butch Jones, who is Tennessee's head coach, and I know you know that, he made this quote, best Alabama team we've faced... since we've been here, since he's been at Tennessee, he's saying this is the best Alabama team. Now, granted, he's a coach, and that, you know, he's going to say that whether he believes it or not, you know.
Yeah, so, I don't believe that.
I agree with you.
I mean, I think they're great. I mean, I think they're good, and, you know, but I just don't think that. But now Cold Springs does go to Tanner this week, y'all.
Okay.
Only.
Okay, see, that's what I was...
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to determine...
But... But Tanner had one loss too. I can't think who it was right now.
Well, they haven't lost any in the region yet, Sheila. They're 4-0, just like Coach Springs.
Yeah, but the team that they lost to,
yeah,
we beat, I think.
Okay, but you're right there, because Coach Springs is 5-2 overall, 4-0 in the region. Tanner's 4-3 and 4-0 in the region. So Coach Springs does have an advantage because their overall record is better than Tanner's. So
yeah, it's just going to be. It's at Tanner, too, I think. I'm pretty sure.
It is. I'm looking right at it. It's at Tanner. So, Coach,
but I think we're going to do it.
Yeah. You're going to host a playoff game whether you win or not, because you're going to either finish first or second in your region.
Yes, they're doing really well. They are. They're doing really well. Proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Proud of them. But, yes. This weekend games were good. I'm telling you, I was just shocked at Auburn. And
you can kick back this coming weekend and take it easy because Auburn don't play, so you don't have anything to worry about.
I don't know if that's good or not, though.
Well, you can put all your concentration on the Alabama-Tennessee game.
Now I'll pull for Alabama.
You can dress up in the orange and white. And
hey, go ahead, Sheila.
I'll be pulling for Alabama.
I'll be playing Rocky Top.
Yeah, that's the way Jason is. He's just a hater. I mean, he's a hater from the word go.
My son's like that too.
And I'm not a hater.
Most good Auburn fans are that way.
Now wait a minute.
Hey, it's not the Alabama team we dislike; it's the fans. Not all fans, but there is a group of Alabama fans that
you
just can't live with.
Are you telling me that if Auburn has done what Alabama's done the last 10 years, that Auburn fans would not be exactly the same
way?
They
probably would be, but we hadn't done it.
And you're not going
to. We wouldn't be that way.
Sheila knows Alabama fans are that way. She's even saying it.
Every university fans are going to be that way.
Now, I have some good Alabama fans, but Sheila, I have a few that I'd like to hit sometimes.
You know as well as I know, there is a group, and I'm not going to say how large a group it is, but like I said, you just can't live with them. That's why Alabama fans have been voted year in, year out, the most hated fan base in the nation.
But it has nothing to do with winning.
Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
I did not know that.
Right.
Yeah, but, and who's the most loved Alabama fans? But no, who are the most loved fans?
I just want to clarify for everybody, this is the radio. If you hear it here, it's true. Not the internet. This is the radio.
If it is winning, Alabama would be the most hated team, too. They're not the most hated team, but the Alabama fan base is the most hated fan base.
The most loved?
But I just wonder, that could be because they win a lot, too, though, Jay.
Exactly.
But Sheila, listen, though. You didn't hear what I said. If that was true, Alabama would also be the most hated team. They're not the most hated team. Notre Dame is the most hated team.
Well, they're right behind Notre Dame.
They're probably in the
really
top
are.
Four or five.
Yeah, I do hate Notre Dame. I just hate them.
God will frown on you for that.
I really do. Jason, listen. You know I have been hit hard this week on Facebook, and you know it.
Well, it wouldn't spores, though.
No, it wouldn't, but boy, I got hit hard.
Hey, I was right there getting hit, too, now.
Hey, Sheila, I got one more question for you. This is just going to be an opinion now. If you got to see much of the college football this past week, what would be your number one coach who's on the hot seat?
Texas.
Good. I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be there. And I like him.
I do, too. I think he's a quality guy.
I like him, and I thought they were going to come win that game. What was it, 40-45 or something like that?
It was close. I don't remember what the final between them and Oklahoma was, but that.
I think him. Yeah, I don't think that LSU will keep the coach they've got now either.
No, they won't.
I hope they do.
They won't keep Ed Orgeron. Dan Mullen may be on the hot seat if he gets another performance or so like what they put up this past week.
I think
Dan Mullen's seat's going to get warm.
Yeah, I do think Texas will be the first to go, and I hate to say that because I do really like him.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the first to go. But I just wanted to call and say, hey, and I'm listening, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thanks, Sheila.
All right.
War
see
Eagle.
You later. War Eagle.
War Eagle, yeah. Most hated fans, Alabama fans. I came in here.
It is.
And was humble and apologized.
And we appreciate that.
And you, and now you just rake me over the coals.
Hey, let me throw something else. Let's get back to Florida LSU real quick, because okay. This just popped in my mind when you were talking about. I was thinking about an Alabama fan. I thought about the trees.
Alabama had nothing to do with burning them.
They poisoned them the first time.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't.
It was an Alabama fan.
A lunatic.
Right. It was an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
LSU is having a bad year. Now, think about this. All right, to start with, they have fired Les Miles. They lose to Auburn in the last second of the game.
And fired Les after that.
Fired Les Miles.
That makes you feel good as an Auburn fan.
Then, the game... They first got blamed for the tree being on fire, which ended up not being an LSU fan.
That's
it
right.
Ended up being a nutty Auburn
fan. That's right.
That set the tree on fire. All right. Then they are in this mess with Florida, the game getting called off. And there's one other thing. There's something else. What is it else? LSU's got three things that's happened.
Something
this year.
Happened today. Have you not heard that?
No, what?
Their mascot died.
That's it. Yeah, that was it. That was it.
The tiger died?
The tiger. They put him to sleep.
Oh, they put him down? He's old.
So that is...
He had cancer.
It's not a good time to be an LSU fan.
Wow.
Yeah, I had cancer, and they said when he started showing signs of pain that they would euthanize him.
Yeah.
And they got him today.
They did what they said. Well, that's the best way to do it. But no, I had not heard that. But you're right. LSU's got... But, you know, let's also give LSU credit. Last week... Boy, they took their opponent to the woodshed, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how much it affects the football players. More fan-based than them, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
446, the number, 256-737-9505. And before we go to a break, if you can call in and tell us why we are giving away a Applebee's dinner.
Did we get...
You will win.
What happened with that?
Well, I can't say right now. Or people will know.
We can tell them we'll go off.
All right. 95.5. We'll be right back.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center.
You don't have to go vegan or take up yoga to improve your health. Store some healthy snacks at work, like almonds or mandarin oranges. Read nutritional labels, wash your hands frequently, and stick to a regular sleep schedule. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional we offer so many. For info on free screenings, to find your doctor and more, you can visit ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Birmingham police investigate the city's latest homicide, the body of a woman found inside a burned vehicle in Wylam. This is the city's fifth murder in the last 3 days. Governor Bentley opposing a committee's attempt to subpoena a large volume of documents from his administration during their impeachment investigation. Bentley's attorney says House Judiciary Committee doesn't have subpoena power and is seeking a large number of documents that go far beyond any legitimate inquiry. The committee probing if Bentley committed any impeachable offenses after the governor admitted to an inappropriate relationship with his political advisor, Rebecca Mason. Alabama has received a $40 million chunk of a USDA loan program designed to help build needed public facilities in impoverished rural areas. The Department of Agriculture's Community Facilities Relending Program is making $401 million available through a relending process. Alabama can claim 10% of that total. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Suspended Chief Justice Roy Moore does not want certain justices involved in the appeal of his ethics conviction. A new motion filed by Moore's attorney calls for four state Supreme Court justices to recuse themselves. The motion calls those justices biased. Moore was suspended after telling state probate judges not to issue same-sex marriage licenses. And the state of Alabama under a fire alert due to drought conditions. Wildfires burning in several areas, including Brookwood and Tuscaloosa County. Fortunately, that blaze is now contained and no damage is reported to any homes there. An increase in pollen levels may make life miserable for those with allergies. The Alabama Allergy and Asthma Center says it's ragweed season and pollen levels are in the high category. Experts say allergy sufferers should stay indoors between 10 and 4 when pollen counts are at their highest. An Oxford High School senior will perform in the Army All-American Band, the only student from Alabama chosen, Abby McDowell. It's an all-expense-paid trip to the All-American Bowl where the band will perform in January. I'm Angie Norfell. This is ARN. In sports, Alabama versus Tennessee, and the stakes are high this Saturday. The Vols have a knack for staging comebacks this season. The Tide's O.J. Howard.
It's very easy to see from Tennessee how, you know, a couple games this season they came back. They're a very good second-half team. They never give up.
Head coach Nick Saban says it's a matter of controlling the game to the very end and remembering to finish off the opponent.
When you relax, you let the momentum of the game change, and that's hard to get back.
That means the offense staying on the field late in the game while the defense prevents an explosive play from happening. At Auburn University, improvement is job one.
I mean, very few teams in college football will get better each week, and that's our challenge. And so far, so good.
Head coach Gus Malzahn at the Monday Morning Quarterback Club. A Texas-based NASCAR team plans to drive a Trump-Pence-themed truck at the Talladega Super Speedway October 22nd in the Fred's Pharmacy 250 race. Driver Austin Wayne Self in the number 22 truck emblazoned with Make America Great Again logos in red, white, and blue. Angie Norfell, ARN Sports.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
.452, and with us, I got a feeling this guy is on his way to Birmingham to work right now, but we've got LaVon Butts. LaVon, welcome to the show. LaVon, did you go to sleep driving? Hey, LaVon, are you asleep at the wheel?
Hello, hello.
He is traveling down 65 right now, asleep. I can hear it. You can hear the background noise.
I can hear the noise.
LaVon, make a good showing for Alabama fans. Say something. This is a talk show.
He signed it.
It's not a listen show.
Hello.
Hey, LaVon.
Hey, what's up? Sorry, guys. I didn't hardly hear you.
Hey, that's all right. I know you were going down the interstate asleep, probably. So.
Well, I am half asleep, yeah.
What's going on, LaVon?
I just wanted to call and talk about who I thought the Final Four teams were going to be this year.
All right, lay them on us.
I know Jeffrey was talking about Louisville. I just don't think Louisville's got the strength of schedule to make it. I think you got Washington the way they're playing. Ohio State or Michigan, I don't know how good Michigan is, but I know Ohio State's looked really good. Clemson hasn't impressed me much, but I think they'll make it. And then I think Alabama or Texas A&M will make it.
All right. Run them over again. Alabama, Texas A&M, Ohio State.
Yeah. I think it'll be Alabama or Texas A&M, whoever wins that ball game. It'll be Michigan or Ohio State, whoever wins that game. And then Clemson and Washington.
Good deal. Hey, that sounds like as possible as anything else.
Hey, LaVon. Yeah. Hey, LaVon. Hey man, I agree with you. I don't think Louisville's going to be able to get in. I think you're going to have to be a conference champion, especially with Washington doing what they're doing this year to get in. Otherwise, you know, that might have been the case where two from one conference could get in, but I don't see it. Do you?
No, I really don't. I really don't. And you know, a lot of people just pencil Bama in, but I'm telling you, when somebody decides to pressure that freshman quarterback like a Texas A&M, he could throw some ill-timed interceptions, and that's what worries me. I mean, yeah, he's got a lot of composure, but he really hadn't been pressured like A&M can probably get done.
I agree. Hey, LaVon, what were your thoughts of Alabama-Arkansas?
Well, it just seemed like everything went our way. I mean, I know everybody griped about the play, the refs and different things, but it just seemed like everything went Bama's way, and I really expected more out of Arkansas. I mean, we were able to run the ball better than I thought. And now, too, them losing their linebacker early on might have hurt, because I know he was their lead tackler. So, but I don't know. It seems like every year Arkansas puts a lot of eggs in that one basket to beat Bama. And I think when they got stung early, they just couldn't recover. But now I'll tell you what, that Arkansas quarterback is, he earned a lot of respect for me. That guy took a beating and just kept coming.
Yeah, I agree, LaVon. You know, and Jason and I was talking a little bit earlier. Alabama's secondary, their front seven was completely dominant, but they gave up 400 yards passing. Now, I know Arkansas threw it a lot, but no Alabama fan, I think, and certainly Saban, would be happy with giving up 400 yards passing.
Right. I don't know. It looked like just like Marlon Humphrey was lost at times. I don't know what he was thinking. And it's hard to believe he gave up. Well, he actually, I guess he passed for 500 yards because Mika took one back 100. So he should give him that yardage too.
That's a good point right there. I think they averaged about 16 yards per completion, which is, you know, that kind of makes raise your eyebrows too.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I know there was a couple of passes that they were covered, made great catches, but for the most part, those guys were wide open, and that's scary. And I know Saban to get it fixed, but will he get it fixed in time before Tennessee or A&M? I mean, I don't know.
Hey, LaVon, did you hear Ronnie at the first part of the show?
No, I didn't.
He brought an Alabama an apology in here to Auburn fans.
What?
I apologize to Jason.
Yes, he did.
I did, LaVon.
No.
I did, because I said Auburn had no chance to beat Mississippi State. None.
Oh, my goodness.
And the week before that, he said not only will Auburn not cover the spread against Louisiana Monroe, he said they won't score enough points to cover the spread.
Well, I probably would have agreed with him, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Keep in mind, LaVon, Auburn's only losses to Texas A&M and Clemson, so not
too
bad. When Alabama gets through Clemson and Texas A&M,
they lost the two top 16. So
right,
yep, I give them credit.
After this off week, they have who? Arkansas.
Yeah, I think so. Arkansas or Ole Miss. I think it's Arkansas, though.
I think it's Arkansas.
Okay. To me, that'll be the telltale. We'll know how good Auburn is. I mean, because that quarterback's for real, and so that'll tell us how good Auburn really is.
I think Auburn will do as much with him as Alabama did.
Yeah, Auburn has a great front seven, so if they can put pressure on Allen, maybe he'll throw for 400 yards on them, too.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though.
Hey, LaVon, what do you see with Alabama-Tennessee? I know it's, you know, this weekend.
Hey, did I drop you guys?
No, we got you.
Testing.
Can you hear me, Jason?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
We might have him, but he might not have us.
If y'all can hear me, I think I just lost you.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you fine, LaVon.
One-way
conversation. Oh, there you go.
He's gone now.
He'll be back.
All I can say about that game this weekend, Ronnie, is wish I was on old Rocky Top.
Well, I had not heard what the point spread was until you told me. I see, and I said this against Arkansas, too, and I know those guys like Chris and, you know, those guys that set those lines, they know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't.
It's amazing.
It's
how
amazing how close they keep, you know, all those. But I don't see Alabama as a 13.5, if I'm correct, point favorite against Tennessee in Knoxville. Tennessee is undefeated currently. Alabama, maybe they do. I hope they do. In my mind, there is no way they're 13.5.
So the game was at Alabama. Alabama would probably be 18-19 point favorite.
There's no way I can see it. That's just not well. Anything is possible. The probability.
And the lines must be apparently pretty close to what people are thinking because it hasn't moved a lot since it opened up. And it opened up Sunday at 13 and a half.
And they may know some things we don't. Tennessee may have a bunch of people hurt that's not going to be able to play. Now, I do know, I believe the kid, the O'Brien kid was his last name. He's the one that they carried off, if you saw that. You know, put him on a backboard, carried him off, and then I don't know what happened, but they have kicked him off the team. He's been dismissed from the team.
After they carried him off on the board? Wow.
So apparently he was okay, and he must have got into something that night or the next night because he has been dismissed from the Tennessee football team. So, again, 13.5 points sure seems like a lot to me because you just gave up to 30 to Arkansas. And I'll tell you right now, Tennessee's a better football team than Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, I think so. If nothing else, in the second half they are. So.
Everybody, we got a phone line open right now. If you want to give us a call, I'm going to try to get the number right this time. 256-737-9505. Kind of, not to fire the hosts, but I'm enjoying the phone calls.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jason, let me just back up, way up, if we could, and talk about some kids, local kids that had good games this past Friday night. Can I do that?
Bring it.
These are just some kids who had some good performances. Cade Elliott, and I think that's Coach Elliott's son from Cold Springs. He rushed 10 times for 193 yards and 2 touchdowns. Big night for him. Nick Rollo, also from Cold Springs, he recorded 226 yards rushing and a touchdown on 15 carries. That's pretty impressive.
Well, he's in there about every week.
He sure is. He's in there about every week. Michael Lambert from Holly Pond, he completed 7 of 16 passes, 118 yards and a touchdown. Let's see. He ran for 114 yards, so he had a huge night. Caleb Jones, also from Holly Pond, 82 yards and a touchdown on 7 carries. He also caught 2 passes for 71 yards, so big night for him. Trey Hill of Holly Pond, he returned second half kickoff for 80 yards for a touchdown. Reagan Ashley from Fairview connected on 14 of 22 passes for 222 yards, 4 touchdowns as they defeated Curry 42-14, so huge night for their quarterback there. Logan Brooks from Fairview, he had 3 tackles for loss on defense as well as 106 yards rushing. So those are Cameron Moore. That's a name that we hear every week, Jason, from West Point. Cameron Moore. He carried, he had 201 yards and a touchdown. He threw a 2-point conversion. Now they lost to Mortimer Jordan, but that doesn't, downplay his individual performance. 201 yards is a pretty good night. Here's another name we hear a lot, Jason. BJ Smiles of Hansville. It's every week BJ is in the paper. He had 71 yards rushing in the second half. In the end of the game with 110 yards on 23 carries. Will Dickerson from Good Hope, he had 24 carries for 118 yards and a touchdown. They lost to Haleyville, but Haleyville, I think, is about the number 4th ranked team in 4A, maybe in number 1 at one time. So those are just a few names of guys that had great individual performances, regardless of how their team may have done. So we want to give a little shout out to our local kids.
Here's your little math contest, Ronnie, and those of you listening, figure this out. Alabama is now a 13-point favorite. The over-under is at 57. So using 57 and the 13, where would you say the score should fall in there? They will come out at the end of the week and have an over-under for Alabama.
The over-under for Alabama-Tennessee is 57?
57. What would you say the score would be to come up with that 57 and 13 between?
Well, over is what you're saying. Over 57 points.
Over or under?
Well, over.
Right here's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's 57 points.
Yeah.
So make Alabama score and Tennessee score together come up to 57.
Well, I'd have to.
35-22, does it?
Yeah.
22 is an odd score.
I was looking at 30. Bama 30.
But you got to keep the 13 between them, so you couldn't do that at 30 points.
No. I don't know.
It could be 43-14, but that wouldn't be 13 between them.
It wouldn't be 13 between them.
Is 35 and 22 the only number that you can come up with that?
Good math question. I'll take
we
it.
We need a math teacher to call.
That's right. Brandon Payne.
Yeah, it's about got to be, don't it? I mean, am I missing something here? 35 and 22.
I think you're right.
That puts 13 points between them, and then the total is 57.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe the only possibility there.
So that's where they're figuring. Alabama will score 35. Tennessee will score 22. So.
I'll take that.
I think Tennessee's Alabama will score 35.
Now they're good offensively. To answer your question, I'm going to say yes. They're going to score that much. Will Tennessee score more than 22? How can you say no? Because they gave up 30 to Arkansas, and I know it's another week, but you're also playing at Tennessee. And as Ernest T would say, they're going to be all keyed up.
Yeah, they'll be.
No,
ready.
That's the Darling, Mr. Darling. Frisco said that. They're all keyed up.
Yeah, when the guys are just sitting there not saying a word.
That's right. The boys. But I hope it turns out like that. I do not think it's going to be that big of a spread. That's just my opinion.
So you're saying take Tennessee plus the 13 take it to the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I would say.
A couple of other good games coming up this weekend. Mississippi and Arkansas play Ole Miss, a 7.5-point favorite. In the SEC, that's by far the best two games.
Yeah.
Missouri plays Florida, not much to that one. Not a lot going on in the nation this coming weekend.
No.
Other than the Alabama-Tennessee game.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jason, and we don't talk a whole lot about the NFL. I know you don't you for entertainment purposes very little, I think, right. And would I be correct there? But you know, last night Tampa Bay defeated Carolina 14-7. Cam did not play. I think he may have had a concussion from the previous game, so Cam did not play. Carolina kind of struggling this year, not having nowhere near the kind of year that they had last year, you know, where they got to the Super Bowl. This year they're sitting at one, you know, I think it's 1-4. Carolina is right now.
15-1 regular season last year.
Yeah, and that's the thing about pro football. You know, there's a Carolina who was 15-1 last year. Probably have the same, pretty much, probably close to the same team. So I'm sure some changes, and they're now sitting at 1-4. It's just it's such a difficult to win in the NFL. I mean, you can't take anything for granted. And for those teams that can do it year after year, seemingly like the New England Patriots, whether you like them, whether you hate them, you got to respect them because boy, they just win year after year. Hey, I got a question for you. Quickly, Jason. Dallas Cowboys, they're sitting at 4-1.
I already know about what the question's going to be.
Their starting quarterback right now is Dak Prescott, rookie from Mississippi State. Tony Romo, been out hurt, had a broke back. I don't know if he had some surgery or whatever, but he's had injury prone. When he is healthy, if you are the head coach and or the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, do you continue to start Dak Prescott, or do you put Tony Romo in as your starting quarterback?
I'd probably put Romo back in. And the reason is I think he throws the ball better than Prescott does. Prescott not running it really anyway, so it's Romo's team.
Yeah.
Kind of like Peyton Manning being on Denver.
Yeah.
You know, he comes back.
So you're going to go – you're going back with
at
Tony
least
Romo.
See what happens.
Okay.
I think the Cowboys win those games with Prescott or Romo at quarterback.
You think so? Well, okay, let me throw you a curveball. Let's say the guys in that locker room, the players, they want Dak Prescott to remain a quarterback. Does that change? Does that influence you in your decision if you are head coach or owner?
Okay, you were a principal at Vimont.
Yep.
If the kids wanted a certain teacher
didn't make
to teach that class.
Didn't matter what they
okay,
wanted.
Okay, then that's why you got to run a business.
All right. So.
And then if they don't, if they want to kick out and don't perform, then you deal with them on a separate issue.
Understandably so. All right, Jason. While we're kind of just touching on NFL football before we end up with another break here, let me just kind of give you some records of kind of where we are right now, and you from these records, you tell me just hypothetically who you think would be in the Super Bowl. In the AFC East, you got New England. They are at 4-1. In the AFC North, I'm just going to give you the leaders of the divisions. Okay, that'll be easier. New England Patriots leading the AFC East. They are 4-1. The AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers. They are 4-1. The South of the AFC, Houston Titans. They are 3-2. AFC West. Here is you a shocker. Oakland Raiders, 4-1. How long has it been since Oakland has been leading their division? That's of the AFC. Okay, NFC, Dallas, 4-1. Minnesota, 5-0. Who would have thought Minnesota would be 5-0 after the Teddy Bridgewater goes down with a horrific knee injury? They trade and get Sam Bradford, who has been, you know, up and down like a pogo stick since he's been in the league. He can stay healthy, but he's tearing it up at Minnesota. They're undefeated. And here's you another one. Atlanta Falcons sitting at 4-1, leading the NFC South. And the Seattle Seahawks leading the NFC West at 3-1. So those are your leaders in the NFL. So quickly out of the AFC, I'm going to narrow it down. Will it be New England, Pittsburgh, Houston, or Oakland in the Super Bowl?
New England.
So you right as of right now, you're picking New England in the Super Bowl. Yep. In the NFC, you got Dallas, Minnesota, Atlanta, or Seattle. Who you got?
This is going to shock you, but I've got to go with the Vikings.
You're going with the Vikings.
Minnesota, they're on a roll.
They are. Like I said, they are 5-0. Maybe that they are the only undefeated team, I think, right now.
They may end 5-11.
They might
right
do
now.
But, you know, that's the funny thing about pro football, you know. So, but that's just a quick rundown of who's leading the division.
How long has it been since Minnesota's been in the Super Bowl? Been a long time.
I guess Bud. It was in the years when Bud Grant was coaching, probably, and he's in his 80s now.
It's been a long time.
A very long time.
Would that have been back in the Fran Tarkenton years?
Yeah, it would have. So, but that's the standings. That's a little something I want to know about. What's your thoughts on Dak Prescott? And, hey, great for him. He's doing a fantastic job. Yeah. These 4 or 5 games are going to make him a whole lot of money somewhere down the road, you know.
And that Dallas offensive line, man.
Oh, no question.
Hand the ball off, and there's 3 yards.
And then you got Elliott back there who was a great college back. They got him, and he's having a great year. But then again, as you said, it all starts up front, and they are by far the best offensive line.
That offensive line is
in all of football. It's not even close. So, and I know your boy is probably going to get the start this week in San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick. Looks like he's going to be the starter.
Right when I didn't think our country could go any lower, it looks like we will.
Just when I went a whole week without hearing that name.
That's right. He's going to be the starter. The Supreme
Maybe he'll
Court,
quit sitting
Did you hear the Supreme Court's Justice, Ms. Ruth Ginsburg, who I'm sure you don't agree with anything.
Which position is she going to be playing, Ronnie?
She can't play very many at her age, but she came out and made a statement that basically what he was doing was just pure dumb. I think that was her comment.
Boy, she said that.
She said that that shocked me. As liberal as she is, she was
chastised.
Did you see that
now spread to the Alabama student section? Alabama students now sitting during the national anthem.
No, I did not.
It was on the news last week, before last weekend's game.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen that it spread to the Pee Wee League football, not necessarily here.
Gosh.
But I've seen an entire team.
Here's what I said on Facebook, Ronnie. If I looked on there and Tyler was sitting during the national anthem,
yeah,
I would get in my car right then.
Yeah.
And he had better figure out a way to pay for the rest of his college.
You got that right. Just kind of like, you remember when they had the riding in Baltimore and that mom saw her kid and she goes and gets him, tears his tail
That's
up. I need more of that.
All right, 5:15. We'll be back in a minute. Going to take a break. We may listen in to Nick Saban and Gus Malzahn, see what they've got to say about this past week's game. Sports Talk Live 95.5.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
I don't know where you've been taking guitar lessons, man. That's pretty good, man.
It sounds like I need to start taking
them. You know, I've been asked, I couldn't tell you how many times I've been called asking me to give guitar lessons. And
yeah.
There is a Jason Spiegel that is a
good guy. Oh, is there? Oh. Right. but it's not you.
And finally, I started telling him, yes, I can give guitar lessons, but I've never played a guitar.
Oh, Jason, hey, I know that Jay's got Nick Saban's press conference from yesterday, and we're going to play that in a few minutes. But before we do that, Jason, let's quickly run through our AP top 25, or, you know, the coaches' poll.
Could we start at number 23?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Okay.
Starting at number 23, the Auburn Tigers are in the back into the
yes.
AP poll. At number 23, the previous
been a long absence.
The previous week they were not rated. Number 22 is Arkansas, down 6 spots. Number 21 is Utah, up 3. Number 20, West Virginia, up 2. Number 19, Oklahoma, up 1. Number 18, Florida, they stayed the same, they didn't play. Number 17, Virginia Tech making a huge jump. They jumped up 8 spots. At number 16, University of Miami, down 6. At 15, Boise State, up 4. Number 14, Florida State, up 9.
Wait a minute.
Up 9 spots after they
Florida beat. State.
Yeah. They're sitting at 4-2, and they are ranked 14th in the nation.
Boy, you talking about a gimme. Jeffrey, you need to send people a gift for that.
Oh, The next closest team that has lost 2 games would be Oklahoma at 19. So Florida State up to number 14, jumping 9 spots. University of Houston, well, their chances of being in the championship or in the playoff are over, would you not say?
Oh yeah.
They lost to the Naval Academy. I think Navy came in to the top 25 at number 25 this week.
And were 17-point favorites.
Yes, they were. So they dropped 7 spots down to 13. Number 12, Ole Miss, up 2 spots. Number 11, Baylor, up 2 spots. Number 10, Nebraska, up 2 spots. You know, that's a team I don't hear anybody talking about Nebraska. They're undefeated, but you don't hear anybody talking about them.
No, and most – every week, either they are a slight favorite or not.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't see them.
No, but they're still sitting there at 5-0. You know their head coach is an old Alabama boy, don't you? Played at Alabama.
Who is it?
Mike Riley. Mm-hmm. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Did you know where he was a head coach before he came to Nebraska?
No. I know the name Mike Riley, but that's it.
Oregon State.
Yeah, I do remember that.
You remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Mike Riley seems to have them going in Nebraska. Number 9, the Tennessee Volunteers. Number 8, they stayed the same.
Yeah, what's with that?
Lost a game and stayed the same? I haven't seen that before. But, you know, there's going to be another one. We're going to see it twice right here in just a minute. So, again, number 9, the Tennessee Volunteers at 5-1. Number 8, Wisconsin. They moved up 3 spots. Louisville remained the same. Did they play last week? Were they open?
I don't remember seeing
Louisville. Okay, maybe they were open. At number 6, up 2 spots, Texas A&M, the team that you do not like. You do not like Kevin Sumlin. He is the most overrated, highest-paid football coach out there. Is that your opinion?
Yeah.
About $5 million a year.
Blind squirrel finds an acorn from time to time.
Right now, they're hot. But, you know, they were playing at home, Jason, and I watched that. And I bet you probably did too. Tennessee, as you told me, turned it over 7 times, and they still got in a overtime with a chance to win it. What does that say for Tennessee, and what does that also say for Texas A&M?
Yeah, I think Texas A&M is good, but I don't think they're a top 4 or 5 team.
How many teams are going to turn it over 7 times against a, quote, quality football team and get into the overtime?
Yeah, if you turn it over 7 times, you should, if you're playing a quality team, you should lose by 3 touchdowns.
That's right. If Tennessee turns it over 7 times this weekend to Alabama, does Alabama cover the spread?
Easy.
Okay.
Easy. If they turn it over 7 times, it'll be ugly.
You don't think it'll be overtime?
It won't be.
Why do I say overtime? I guess that's what it is overtime. When I think overtime, I think of basketball season. We're going to play overtime.
It's overtime.
Yep. All right. Washington, 6-0, sitting at number 5. Washington Huskies that we don't know that much about around here, but apparently a quality football team. At number 4, Michigan Wolverines with Mr. Harbaugh.
Another favorite of mine.
Yeah. At 3rd, sitting in 3rd, Clemson. Number 2, Ohio State. And the number 1 ranked team this year, this week in the AP poll is University of Alabama, 6-0. So there you have the AP rankings.
I know you'll know this, Ronnie. I heard on another station this morning, and I think this is correct. This is Saban's second winning streak of over 15 games since being at Alabama.
I think that's right. And, you know, and we mentioned last week, Jason, on the show, for those who have not heard it, Saban is now the, I guess it was already, the dean of coaches in the SEC. Every other school in the SEC has changed coaches since Nick Saban came to the University of Alabama.
And if he don't retire, every school will change again.
That's
before
right.
he leaves.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jason, real quickly before we get to Nick Saban's press conference, let's run through quickly the SEC standings for those who may not have heard or keeping up with them very close. SEC East, Tennessee sitting on top. They're 5-1 in the conference. I'll only give the conference record.
All right, tell me where Florida is. What's Florida's
okay,
record?
Okay, Florida is their conference record is 2-1. Tennessee is 2-1. Tennessee is overall 5-1. Florida is 4-1.
Okay.
So they're tied.
Tennessee loses to Alabama. Florida wins out, but don't play the LSU game. Who
but
goes
not,
to the
but
conference
that's not
championship?
A, but that's not a divisional game.
Don't matter. They don't, it's not. It's overall record. Overall SEC record.
It's not divisional?
Division don't have anything to do with it. Unless it gets down to a tiebreaker.
Okay. Well, right now they are essentially tied.
But if Tennessee loses to Alabama,
yeah,
and Florida wins out, and who goes to the SEC championship game?
I don't know because Florida they're going to be one short.
You talking about a mess?
How do you determine that winner?
I think the SEC commissioner says, okay, don't play the game, but you're not eligible
to
participate
in the
championship game. You didn't fulfill your schedule.
Well, if you're not going to play it, what else are you going to do?
It would be a slap in Tennessee's face for them not to go after Florida skips
the game. Oh, man, that would be awful. All right. Georgia, they're 2-2 in the conference. Kentucky, 2-2 in the conference. South Carolina, 1-4. Missouri, 0-2. And Vandy, 0-3. My questions to you, Jason, are this. How many teams out of the East make a bowl game? Again, I'll give you the records. Tennessee 5-1, Florida 4-1, Georgia 4-2, Kentucky 3-3. I don't think anybody else has probably got a chance.
Three.
Does Kentucky get to a bowl?
Negative.
They're 3-3.
Negative.
They only need 3 more wins.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
No chance.
I don't even know what their schedule is, but I can't imagine being 3.
You mind
wins
if I pull it up and
pull
tell
it.
You? Okay. Here is Kentucky's remaining schedule. Mississippi State.
Loss.
Missouri.
Loss.
Georgia.
Loss.
Tennessee.
Loss.
Austin Peay.
Win.
Louisville.
Loss.
So you're saying they're going to win one more game?
One more, and that's it. At the most, 2.
Okay, so there's no way they can get 6 wins.
No.
All right, so
you bet your house on that.
So there's 3 teams out of the East that's going to a bowl game. All right. Out of the West, you got Texas A&M. They're 4-0 in the conference, 6-0 overall. Alabama 3-0 in the conference, 6-0 overall. Auburn 2-1 conference, 4-2 overall. LSU 2-1 conference, 3-2 overall. Ole Miss 1-1 in the conference, 3-2 overall. Mississippi State 1-2 in the conference, 2-3 overall. Arkansas 0-2 in the conference, 4-2 overall. Let's take let's go the easy route to start with. Out of those 7 teams, is there going to be one that won't make a bowl?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. Do you, so you think every other team in the SEC will make a bowl game?
Be
so
that, nine altogether.
So you're saying so there'll be nine teams altogether out of the SEC that make bowl. Do you remember how many we had last year?
Nope.
I don't either.
I remember the over-under I give you and Chris that day was 10.
How many would be?
We were saying it depended on Auburn, whether it made it to 10. And we didn't think about Mississippi State falling off the mount.
So. Right. And Auburn, hey, they're sitting there at 4-2 now, no question. They're going
they're
going to a bowl. I think all these others will, other, with the exception of Mississippi State.
Yeah, Mississippi State going to have to get the Bulldog in gear.
Let's, if we've got just a quick minute, here's the rest of Ole Miss schedule. We've got BYU.
Is this Ole Miss or Mississippi State?
Sorry, Mississippi State.
Okay.
They got BYU.
Loss.
At B, they're at BYU. They are at Kentucky.
When?
They play Samford.
When?
They are.
Well, that one count. It depends on if they've counted a game in the last 2 years or something.
That's right. Then they have, they're at Texas A&M.
Loss.
They are at Alabama.
Loss.
They're at home with Arkansas.
Loss.
And they're home with Mississippi, Ole Miss.
Loss.
So they're going. You're saying they're going to finish with about four wins for this year.
Probably so.
Dan Mullen can't. Not many years. He's going to get to stay with that.
No.
Okay. All right. That is the SEC East, the SEC West, and we are predicting there will be nine teams out of the conference that will get to a bowl game. So. Jay, if you could, we'd like to, we're going to queue up and listen a little bit to Nick Saban's press conference from yesterday, please.
I have some of the same comments after watching the film of the last game against Arkansas. I think we had some lapses in the game. I think we still are searching to be able to play, you know, a complete game. You know, when we got ahead in the game, we sort of relaxed a little bit, didn't play with the same intensity. It really affected how we played in the second half. We didn't control the ball at all in the second half. We only had the ball for 17 plays. Turned it over a couple times, three and out. You know, the defense ended up playing over 50 plays in the second half, which is, you know, you're not really in control of the game when you do that, regardless of what the score is. And I think we all need to learn some lessons, you know, from that. But it was a great win for us, and I'm really pleased and happy to see some of our players getting recognized. You know, Minka is a National Defensive Player of the Week and SEC Player of the Week. J.K. Scott on special teams. Jalen Hurd is a freshman. These guys have played very, very well, and we're extremely pleased that they are being recognized for that. From an injury standpoint, you know, we have a couple guys that will be out today, probably. Hopefully they'll be back tomorrow. We're a little banged up after this game. Not serious things, but, you know, things that may require another day's rest for, you know, several guys, including Reuben Foster and Alphonse Taylor. Tennessee, this game is a really big rivalry game and a special one for a lot of people in our state that are our supporters and our fans. And, you know, it's obviously a big game for our players as well. And it's very challenging to, you know, play this game on the road as it always is because there's always a lot of energy and enthusiasm. Tennessee, I think, has an outstanding team. And they lost one game this year to Texas A&M, who also has an outstanding team in overtime. They have a lot of veteran players returning, I think 18 starters total from last year. Quarterback's done an outstanding job for him. He's a dual-threat guy that is very difficult to defend. They have a very good offensive scheme in terms of being able to run the ball and the explosive plays that they are to make with the skilled players that they have make them very, very difficult, you know, to defend. And I think they've gotten better and better each year on defense, and certainly their defense has played a lot better, you know, this year, and has been very, very difficult to defend. This is a very, very good team, probably one of, for sure, a top 10 team in the country, and it's going to be a very challenging game for us.
Let's start right here with John Senior.
All right, Jay, if you can't cut that,
I guess
please.
The aggressive mindset.
That was the Mr. Nick Saban.
Not the best audio I've ever heard.
No, yeah. Well, who was eating the potato chips in the background?
I think those were camera clicks. I don't know.
Wow. Like something was like Velcro or something.
Yeah, sounds like somebody's eating some golden flake potato chips.
Yeah. So maybe you were able to somewhat understand what he was talking about. I guess to summarize it, he was happy with the win that Alabama defeated Arkansas 49-30. He was happy that Fitzpatrick was recognized nationally. I think he had three interceptions, so maybe he was the defensive player of the week or whatever the case may be. But I don't think he was overall pleased with their defensive effort. Now, offensively, Jason, I think they played really, really well. They kind of did to Arkansas what Auburn did to Mississippi State early, which was basically they just hit them in the mouth, and they kept hitting them in the mouth, and they didn't get a whole lot of resistance early from Arkansas.
Have you ever saw a defense? Alabama's had good defenses year in, year out, but have you ever saw a defense score as many points as this defense?
Oh, it's
you can count on that defense to score a touchdown about every game.
That's exactly right. They are going to get you a touchdown basically per game, which is, that's gigantic that your defense can score for you.
That might be one of the only facts that might make the Iron Bowl really exciting this year, because Auburn's got a defense too.
Yes, they do. Auburn has their quality. They've got a good defensive front, just like Alabama's. I probably say this being partial, I think Alabama's better defensively, but that doesn't mean that Auburn is not good defensively, because they are.
And I've got to give a little credit too. Auburn's got a kicker, but apparently Alabama's got a pretty good kicker now too. So.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't swap two of them for one of ours.
Not.
I think I sent Jason a text, and I don't remember what the text was. I was going to trade him somebody for their
Barnett.
Yeah, that's what it was. I asked Jason, since Blake Barnett's left Alabama, would he take Barnett and trade us? Is it Carlson, their kicker?
Yep.
And he would have no part of that.
No.
So there we are.
He is third on Auburn all-time scoring.
Yeah, once they get across midfield, he's got a shot to get them three.
5:36. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, the number 256-737-9505.
Roll Tide.
Auburn fans not going to stop believing either. So.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service to another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
.541 Ronnie trying to do a con job on me while we're at the break. I wanted to compare Saturday's game, Auburn stats and Alabama stats.
That's kind of like comparing apples to oranges.
Ronnie wanted to do the whole year, and me being the honest Auburn fan I was, told him, yes, I know Alabama's way ahead for the year.
I don't know.
Auburn had two games that didn't hardly get across midfield.
Okay. So you're wanting to do the stats, Alabama, Arkansas, and you want to do Auburn, Mississippi State.
Right. I just want to see offensive stats, see what they look like.
Okay. You know, that's like...
It's going to take me a minute.
You know, it's like comparing apples to oranges.
How do you figure that?
Because you're playing different teams.
Because Alabama's team was so much better than Auburn's team Auburn played.
They were better.
It's always that way.
They are better. They're ranked and they're 4-2. Mississippi State is 2-3.
They haven't played the teams Mississippi State's played.
Well, if they have, they'd probably been undefeated. They wouldn't have lost those two.
Let's see. Alabama fans always got something.
No.
Always.
It's just hard to compare stats when you're not comparing to the same team. All right, here we go.
All right, forget it.
No,
I'll give Auburn stats. Forget Alabama.
Alabama's passing. For Arkansas, Jalen Hurts was 13 out of 17, 253 yards.
All right. Auburn was 14 of 18.
That's pretty close as far as the same amount of attempts.
I don't think he's going to have that many yards. 204 yards.
204. All right. Jalen Hurts' average was 14.9. He had two touchdowns and one interception. His quarterback rating was 91.6.
14.6 average, one interception, and...
no touchdowns.
He had to have a touchdown.
No, he
didn't. He rushed for all of them.
He didn't rush for any of them.
One touchdown.
Yeah, he did. He threw that little swing pass.
One touchdown.
Yeah, about 4-yard swing pass.
It's still a touchdown.
What was his quarterback rank? Brady.
I don't see that.
You're not on the same thing?
No, I'm on Auburn's stats.
Well, okay. They don't keep them like Alabama? Okay. All right. We're just doing offense,
Alabama
right?
Doctors, theirs.
Oh, okay. Alabama's rushing. They carried it 34 times for 264 yards, an average of 7.8 yards, 3 touchdowns, and the longest run was 57 yards.
Auburn, 56 rushing attempts.
Wow.
228 yards.
Whoa, wait a minute.
4.1 yards per carry. 3 rushing touchdowns.
So Alabama had more rushing yardage on 34 carries than Auburn had on 50.
They did.
50 what?
56.
56. 22 more carries.
22.
Alabama.
Playing different teams. Playing different teams.
That's what I tried.
How many first downs?
That's what I tried to tell you.
How many first downs did Alabama give up?
You want to find something that
they're playing different teams.
I know.
Apples and oranges. They're playing different teams.
It is. I'll have to.
Y'all don't keep stats on that.
No. That's because opponents don't get many first downs.
They did Saturday.
Yeah, they did. I don't know how many. I'll have to find that part, Jason.
First downs, sorry. Mississippi State had 16.
Here we go.
I'm
sorry. Okay. First downs. Arkansas had 25 first downs.
25.
Alabama had 16.
Wow.
16 first downs. Yep.
Alabama had a lot of big plays.
They did. What about
yards rushing? How many yards rushing? 70-something, you say?
73. Arkansas had 73 yards rushing. They had 400 yards passing, so they ended up with 473 yards of offense.
Mississippi State had 103 yards rushing.
That's terrible.
186 passing. They ended up with 289.
That's bad.
Shut them down.
Yeah, I agree.
That's about all it's worth, unless we want to talk field goal kicking or something.
No, we don't want to talk field goal kicking.
All right, 5:45. We're going to be here about 5 more minutes. And
yeah, I want you to look at the season stats. That's what I want you to pull up, if we can find the season stats. And I may not be able to find them.
They play different teams. They play different teams. Apples and oranges.
It don't matter. And I don't know where I've had that pulled up just a while ago, but now I have lost it. So
yeah, I can't find it either.
I guess it's not important.
This makes you wonder how people did a radio show for the internet, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, but anyway, that's what I wanted to see. You know how they rank nationally. That's all I was interested in.
Oh, I can tell you, Auburn, unless they really moved up, is not very high, even with their defense playing like it is.
Yeah.
Not very high, even on defense.
I think where Alabama averages giving up about 13 or 14 points a game. And, you know, they gave up 30 to Arkansas.
Yeah, that didn't help their
No, it
cause.
Didn't. And they gave up 40-something to Ole Miss. So what does that say?
That didn't help
really.
Their cause either.
No, it didn't. That's what I'm saying. You know,
I don't think Tennessee will break out of the low 20s on Alabama, though, Ronnie.
You don't think so?
Nope. I think Alabama will handle Tennessee. I think Alabama may cover the point spread.
You're a whole lot more confident than I am. I don't see that happening.
I'm not sold on the Volunteers completely yet.
So. Yeah.
Well, they do play the second half.
Yep.
So if Alabama don't have a big lead at halftime, watch out.
They've lost one game, you know. So.
All right, 3 minutes till we're going to get out of here, so let's remind everyone I will not be here Thursday. Ronnie will be manning the post.
Oh, you're not going to the beach, though, that's
right. No, I am going to North Carolina to help my son move into a house.
Boy, and you can't wait. You're staying up at night thinking about that.
I love to move furniture.
Man,
nothing like it.
I wish I could go with you.
So. Thursday.
I know you did not say that with a straight face.
Oh, absolutely not.
In fact, you can go with us if you want to. We need some help.
I was just thinking, every time we have a family meal at my mom and dad's, we always wind up moving furniture.
it's just a given.
It's how you work off the dinner.
Oh, I see. I got
that's
you.
That's why they have you come eat, Jay.
And that's because I have a sister who is an interior decorator, too.
Oh, that makes it even worse, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Hey, I found Alabama's team stats for the year.
Right. Too bad we don't have time to go
over. Yeah, we do, too. All right, passing yards, they're averaging 252. They rank 47th out of 128 teams. There's 128 D1s.
Not spectacular.
Not spectacular, but...
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack, and probably more than it has been in the past. And that's with a true freshman. Rushing yards, 237. That's tied for 20th.
That's good.
That's good. Points per game, they're averaging 44.8, which that ties them at 7th.
That's good. Anything in the top 20 is good.
That's right. And points against, the number I gave was too low. 15.8, they rank 11th in giving up points.
There. Now, wait a minute. How did they get 15.8 when they give up 40 and 30-something?
Well, they shut out some other, you know, some other folks. You average them all together, you get 15.8.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
That's not an old stat.
No. That's recent. 15.8 average. Almost 16 a game. But the others, well, you want me to go back?
No, I believe you. I believe you.
See, I can hear all of the listeners. 549.
It's time to get out
of
here.
They're on their phones verifying what Roddy said.
Folks, I'm fixing to be out of here. Roddy can talk about this Alabama stuff all day.
I'll tell you, they gave up 6 points, 10 points, 43, 0, 6, and 30. Now, that 0 makes a lot of difference.
It is time. The music's playing now, Ronnie.
And I was good, and I apologized.
He got to go over everything Alabama said.
And I apologized right off the bat, and then was chastised the rest of the day. I won't do it again.
All right, Sports Talk Live. We'll be back. Ronnie will be back Thursday, and our regular guest will join Chris Andrews, Dan Vosta, Rich Chambers, and be talking about the upcoming weekend football games. Until next week, I'll leave you with a big War Eagle.
And I'll leave you with a great big old Roll Tide.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Thanks for joining us. Ronnie will be back Thursday.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center. Choose the apple over the cookie. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional, we offer so many. Water aerobics classes, blood drives, CPR certification, tobacco treatment programs, over 1,000 screenings. Most all are totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Suspended Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore wants 4 sitting Supreme Court justices to recuse themselves as he appeals his suspension from the bench over a gay marriage order. Motion also seeks to prohibit 3 former justices from hearing his appeal. 6 of the judges sat on Moore's unsuccessful challenges to the Judicial Inquiry Commission's actions in bringing charges of ethics violations against him. The state issuing a fire danger warning for 46 of Alabama's 67 counties last week. It's illegal to burn anything outdoors. The commission's Colleen Van Zandt says no one should burn anything outside until we get rainfall.
Begged the public for almost 2 weeks to please stop burning, and we don't know why they're not cooperating. The situation is beyond critical right now.
City of Birmingham holding a relief supply drive for those affected by Hurricane Matthew today through Thursday at Boutwell Auditorium. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
A worker burned at the Polaris Industries plant in Huntsville Annex Limestone County. He's being treated at UAB Hospital. Company issuing a statement saying their thoughts and prayers are with the employee and that they're investigating the details of the incident. On and off-road vehicles are produced at that plant. A spokesperson says this incident is not related to the company's recent product recalls. 19 fires and 6 injuries involving off-road vehicles have been reported. 3 recalls taking place by Polaris this year. Mobile police investigating the discovery of a body at Bomb Hour Park in the baseball dugout. It's of a man. Witnesses say he suffered several gunshot wounds. A man is sentenced to 27 years in prison for a multi-million dollar fraud scheme. 53-year-old Jonathan Dunning convicted on 98 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, bank fraud, money laundering, and more. Prosecutors say Dunning caused one healthcare clinic for the poor to shut down, drove another to the brink of bankruptcy, and helped spur the collapse of a credit union. He'll be sentenced Friday. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Are you experiencing money problems, loneliness, or family troubles? Are you struggling with substance abuse, anxiety, or relationship problems? Have you had suicidal thoughts? If you think there's no one in the world you can talk to about your personal problems, think again. At Birmingham's Crisis Center, we are here to listen. You can call the Crisis Center anytime, day or night, at 323-7777 and share your most troubling thoughts and problems. And no matter what your problems are, remember, talking does help. For free, absolutely confidential telephone counseling, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, call the Crisis Center. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking does help. Call Birmingham's Crisis Center at 323-7777 or visit crisiscenterbham.com.
News, Huntsville joins 67 metro areas benefiting from AT&T's new fiber network. State House Speaker Mac McCutcheon joined by Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle and Madison Mayor Troy Trulock for the big announcement today. It's faster internet service for customers. Huntsville and Madison, eligible cities for the company's Gigapower network. It's October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and everywhere you look, you see pink. Now the Better Business Bureau is warning of pink washing scams. A lot of products marked as pink do not really help breast cancer research or awareness campaigns. The BBB says the pink ribbon is not regulated by an agency, so do not assume your money's going to research. The Zip Bike Share program marking its first anniversary in Birmingham. 40 stations feature these green bikes. Marketing manager Michael Sims says the program's a success.
People are enjoying it. They're using it, and hopefully it's just the start to another successful venture for the city.
I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.